Hello, and welcome to I Hate Talking, a podcast about talking, including etymology, frustrating topics, current events, and other random subjects. I'm Adam.
And I'm Steph. We are married, and we invite you into these discussions with us as we talk about the good and the bad of talking.
We hope you enjoy today's episode. All right, we are here with episode 2 of I Hate Talking, and we again are going to start with our word or phrase of the episode. And this episode, we actually have a double feature with two different words. The first is ketogenesis. Ketogenesis is the metabolic pathway that produces ketone bodies, which provide an alternative form of energy for the body. And for our second word of the episode, cryptocurrency, a digital currency in which transactions are verified and records are maintained by a decentralized system using cryptography rather than by a centralized authority. And those are our two words of the episode, ketogenesis and cryptocurrency.
So I don't know these words going into this conversation, or I know them. I do not know what words we're talking about. I do like that we have two words for our second episode. So for our third episode, will you come up with three words that describe me? Because these two words describe your hobbies very well.
They do describe some of my hobbies very well. I think that for our third episode, which will be around where people hate talking, maybe we could come up with three locations of where potentially people hate talking, or maybe some words or phrases related to those. But I think we've already planned on having at least more than 100 episodes, because we've named these episodes with leading zeros, 001, 002. So I think if we continue that pattern too long, we may spend an entire episode just doing word and phrase definitions, which I'm not sure people are going to go for that.
It's true. You can just listen to the audio of a dictionary at that point.
I am
you wouldn't
now
do that?
Actually curious if there's an audiobook of the dictionary, and I'm going to be checking on that to see if that's available on Audible or Libby immediately after we finish recording.
Awesome. Have fun with that. I will not be doing that with you.
All right. Excellent. So in this episode, we are going to be talking about some of the additional topics that people hate talking about. We've already started touching on some of these in our first episode with regards to maybe some universal topics that are maybe hated or at least avoided around perhaps religion or politics. But we're going to get into some more specific topics in this episode in terms of topics that people hate talking about. So before we do that, what are some topics that people love talking about?
Oof, I think people love talking about themselves. People often love talking about their children if they have young children. Possibly they love talking about their hobbies if they're a gardener, if you are a keto person, or if you do some kind of workout routine. That's usually very quickly discussed when you meet somebody.
Yeah, I think that is true, that people do enjoy talking about themselves or about topics that they themselves enjoy. But what about the counterparty that has to then discuss these things with that person? Do they necessarily love those topics too?
It depends on what situation you're in, and I'd say often no. At least in our culture, where we are in the middle of America is where we currently live. We stand there and we politely listen and nod along and then say, have a great day. Or in our culture, have a blessed day. And we walk away waiting to talk to them next week when we pass them in the hall.
Yep, exactly. So I think that those are some of the things that perhaps people themselves enjoy talking about or love talking about, but the counterparty hates talking about those things. That when you have a crunchy person that is all about the keto diet, and they are there to tell people all about the benefits of ketosis and the energy levels that it has, that this person on the other side of the conversation is saying in their head, oh boy, here we go again. We are going to hear about all the crazy diet fads that this person believes in. Or we have these people that are super into cryptocurrency and Bitcoin and Stellar Lumens and all the other different cryptocurrencies that are out there today, not to forget Dogecoin, one of our kids' favorite, that the person, again, on this other side of the conversation is saying in their mind, oh boy, here we go again. We're just going to hear about all this crazy stuff that's in the digital world that has no reflection on anything that is relevant to me. And I think that can even be part of the response when it comes to religion, that perhaps this person enjoys church and enjoys sharing things about their faith in Jesus Christ. But on the other side of the conversation, you have this person thinking in their head, oh boy, here we go again. I'm interacting with another Jesus freak today.
Yeah, definitely. The easier topics, like you said, about diet or exercise, possibly. When I hear, I know you love your diet, and when you mention to me how good it is, and I don't disagree, but I also sure love my ice cream or my tacos. So I think that's great for you. I'm going to enjoy this taco and be happy. But there's bigger topics in my head, bigger, consequential, where people, the second I see them, I think, oh boy, here we go. We're going to have a topic about religion or politics. And I try to make a quick left turn so I don't have to have these conversations with those people.
Yep. And I think that gets at a bit of perhaps, again, the why people hate talking about certain topics is that there's going to be some degree of disagreement or potential conflict, or at least maybe some things that are not going to be 100% agreed upon, that are going to, again, cause some potential issues within that relationship, or again, perhaps how the people on the other end of the conversation perceive you when you're talking about some of those things that maybe, again, are not going to be in complete alignment.
Do you think this is a cultural thing then? Are there here, again, in middle America, where we are, we're told not to talk about religion and politics would at the dinner table? That would be the stereotype. In other cultures, would that still be this disagreements, or would those be more culturally acceptable to discuss?
So it's interesting because my experience has been primarily limited to Western culture, primarily in the United States, a little bit here within Canada, Mexico, but primarily, again, just Western culture, a little bit here and there with perhaps some people that I've known in Australia, as well as India. But those particular relationships that I've had are highly westernized in terms of just the expectations, just because of English being the primary language that's going to be those conversations taking place in, and things of that nature. But I think that it does hold true that politics and religion are going to be way up there on the list in terms of topics that you avoid in the beginning, unless you're talking to a trusted person that you have a deep relationship with.
So what happens when these topics you hate come up? What would you do?
So again, it goes a little bit back to our first episode in terms of perhaps how introverts versus extroverts handle those conversations. As a introvert, I think the fact that I would want to be able to understand what is expected from the conversation, as well as be able to have a little bit of control over the course of that conversation and where it's going and what is contained therein, that I'm going to turn the topic or the conversation maybe to things that I know more about or that I feel more comfortable talking about, rather than certain aspects even within those two categories of topics that maybe I am unfamiliar with or feel like I have less familiarity with.
That makes sense. And another question I'd have on that is, you hate talking about these subjects, or many people do. Do they also hate listening to the topics? Are talking and listening the same?
Talking and listening, I think, are related, yet very different. Because when one is talking, they are trying to impart information to the person that is hopefully listening, or supposedly listening, or at least pretending to listen. Or you may have somebody that just up and leaves the conversation and they are not listening at all anymore. But that talking is the sending of the information and trying to impart some sort of knowledge or ideas, or potentially even maybe asking some questions in order to better understand the other person's view. Whereas listening is going to incorporate not only physically hearing what that person is saying, but also decomposing and internalizing that and being able to understand and interpret what that person is saying. And that really also brings into focus another part of communication in general, is the interpretation of what the person is saying, not only hearing the physical words.
I wonder, I feel like everyone has natural biases, whether it's how they were raised or where they're from or even books they read. And I wonder if that plays into what we hate talking about or what we even hate listening to, if our biases and our preconceived thoughts will come in at that point.
Yeah, I think that's a good observation in terms of just maybe where people are going to enjoy listening or enjoying converse on things that the other party is either conveying that they already agree with, or that are shared ideas and shared concepts that perhaps they already have those preconceived notions that that's the way that the world works, or that's the way that things should be. But when they perhaps encounter something that is counter to their preconceived notions or their preconceived ideas on the way things work, or the way things that the way that it should work, that there is maybe some conflict there, and that also generates the hate of talking. So we've talked about religion, we've talked about politics, we've even talked about health and dieting, financial worlds, that even within those topics, there can be subcategories of things that people hate talking about. I think if we look at some of the areas that perhaps people use as general topics for those very surface level conversations, the weather, the maybe plans that they have for the week, that those things are acceptable. But can you maybe even think that there's some subtopics within those general topics that people hate talking about?
So I hear often from people they hate small talk. I actually saw a book, I can't remember the title, that I almost read, but I saw it and it talked about how to do small talk better. And I don't mind small talk. I don't mind talking about the weather or what color looks best on an individual, or how the grass was mowed. Those topics don't bother me, probably just because I don't mind just chit-chatting over nothing and walking away. But I do know that as a whole, I hear maybe many, many people talk about how they don't like just talking to talk for talking's sake.
Yeah, that's very true. I think that there's some degree of expectation that there is that small talk, and that, again, that may be cultural in nature, that perhaps there's, even within the United States, some degree of certain regions within the U.S. that value those niceties in small talk as a start out to the conversation versus maybe some other cultures, even within the U.S., that want to get straight to the point, and that there can even be some conflict or some things that maybe rub people the wrong way when we don't engage those in those things of small talk, or again, maybe skip over those things entirely.
Yeah. And what I was thinking as listening to you talk was how much I hate people repeating themselves. Like, as I'm putting myself in positions where I feel like often I'm not bothered by people's conversations, I am when it's something we've already talked about in the same person or by a different person. It's hard to hear the same stories again and again.
Yes, and I actually saw some flying ants the other day and was quite concerned that they were termites, but ended up that they were flying ants. So
in our house?
I'm glad about that. No, in the outside world. So I think we've touched on a number of things around the some of the bigger topics that people hate talking about with regards to religion and politics, and even some of the things that people hate talking about within some of the generally culturally accepted topics, and even whether those small talk topics are hated or not. Because as we've heard, that those things can even be hated in and of themselves.
I'm still wanting to hear back about this flying ants thing because I'm missing the story behind it. What's it mean?
Well, it is a little bit play on words, and that may set us up for a new word or phrase for an upcoming episode on homonyms. So you will have to stay tuned for our next episode, where the word homonym may be our word or phrase of the episode.
Oh, I can't wait.
So as we round out this episode, we have touched on a number of things that people hate talking about. The what of the 5-part series on who, what, where, when, and why. And we've even delved in a little bit into more of the why on why people hate talking, and we will expand on those topics and those concepts in future episodes as well. So until next time, from your friends at I Hate Talking, remember, it is only through talking that we begin the journey to understanding.